Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Stephen R. Covey said, "Effective leadership is putting first things first. Effective management is discipline, carrying it out." In this edition of By Your Life, we talk about the rewards of establishing the right priorities and being disciplined to carry them out. Welcome to the 118th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hademan, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In Stephen R. Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, habit number 3 is to put first things first. He said, "Effective leadership is putting first things first. Effective management is discipline, carrying it out." In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus lays out the priorities in the conditions for discipleship, and he set a very high standard. He said, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." This is not exactly an appealing job posting. It would be like an employer advertising that your job comes before your family. You can expect to work long days, nights, and weekends. In fact, we may work you to death. Can you imagine people signing up for this? Yet they did, and still do to this day. Most employers don't set expectations for an unbalanced life in their job posting. Good ones know that work-life balance is not only good for the employee, it's good for business. On the other hand, it is good to advertise exactly what's expected for success, not just on the job, but in the organization. That means the employee shares the company's vision, mission, and core values, and is a good fit for the company's culture. That is also not good for the employee, it is good for the business. All of the CEOs I interviewed for my book, The Value of Core Values, said that they incorporated their core values into their hiring practices. Jay Fechtel, CEO of the Fechtel Company, a high-quality custom home designer and builder, put it this way: "We discuss our mission statement and core values with every person we interview. I ask all job candidates if they have a problem with any of them. I never get a negative answer, But some people will say, no, everything looks fine. These people probably won't fit. Other candidates say, wow, I've been looking for a company like this. I love everything about your values, and I really like what you're doing. Those are the people who usually end up being successful hires. And that's what you want as an employer, and that's what you want as an employee, to be successful. But if you look at the most recent Gallup employee engagement survey results, as a whole, companies in the U.S. are missing the boat. Even though the 2019 survey reported 35% of workers are engaged, the highest percentage since the survey began in 2000, 52% of workers were disengaged, meaning they are psychologically unattached to their work and company and put in time, but not energy or passion into their work. An additional 13% of workers are actively disengaged, meaning they are miserable at work and spread their unhappiness to their colleagues. That's almost two-thirds of American workers who are just passing time at work or worse. Why do we care about engagement? Analysis by the Gallup organization reports that team members with higher levels of engagement produce substantially better outcomes, treat customers better and attract new ones, and are more likely to remain with their organization than those who are less engaged. Engaged employees are also healthier and less likely to experience burnout. Companies with higher levels of employee engagement are the ones where the CEO and board have made engagement a priority. They invest in training their managers to be better leaders, create cross-company communication and sharing of best practices, and they hold people accountable. They know there is no meaningful mission or purpose without clear expectations and accountability. Making sure employees know what's expected of them is the foundation of excellent leadership. Then they recognize and reward success and do not tolerate mediocrity. I don't want you to think that employee engagement is solely the responsibility of the employer. It isn't. The two-thirds of workers who lack energy or passion for their work are just as culpable for the current state of employee engagement in the U.S. If you are one of them, what should you do about it? In his book, Off Balance, Getting Beyond Work-Life Balance Myth to Personal and Professional Satisfaction, Matthew Kelly walks the reader through a practical system to drive higher levels of personal and professional satisfaction in your life. There are two points he makes that are important as we reflect on the topic of employee engagement and our readings from this Sunday. First, Matthew Kelly writes that work-life balance, work-life effectiveness, personal and professional satisfaction, or whatever you choose to call it, is not an entitlement or benefit. Your company cannot give it to you. You have to create it for yourself. You are personally responsible for living the best life you can. If we refuse to face this truth, we become victims who are incapable of thriving and must content ourselves with surviving. Secondly, the personal and professional satisfaction system he proposes involves assessing where you are and pinpointing your areas of dissatisfaction, establishing priorities, developing core habits to keep you healthy, focused, and energized, weekly planning for those things you want to move forward, and a system of accountability through quarterly review. While each step is important, the key to this system is to establish proper priorities for your life. He writes, without a clear sense of what our priorities are, everything is important, which means nothing is important, and we become victims of the tyranny of the urgent. Matthew then shares one of the most useful tools he's come across in his career as a business consultant. It is a simple but effective approach to establishing priorities. I have used a similar approach with my coaching clients, and it has been enormously effective at helping them gain clarity of what is most important. But our gospel this week lays out an even more effective tool. We know what is most important because Jesus told us, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus isn't a selfish and egotistical tyrant dictating love for himself above all others. Jesus is our Savior, not our boss. He is love itself and has no need for our love. We are the ones who need love and need to love, and he knows this. Covey said, effective leadership is putting first things first, and Jesus couldn't be more clear about what comes first. Our challenge, as Covey said, is effective management and the discipline to carry it out. We need to understand what is keeping us from living this priority. What are we placing as number one before him? What are we afraid of releasing to him? What steps do we need to take to get our priorities right? I was listening to NPR in the car the other day, and the host was interviewing an author who just published a book about finding your spirituality in everyday rituals. The author, a graduate of Harvard Divinity School, admitted that he was lost and went there looking for answers that he couldn't find anywhere else. I'll admit I didn't read his book, but I did read the foreword in the introduction and found enough to let me know it was a wolf in sheep's clothing. It sounded good, appeared harmless, and wasn't promoting immorality. It just wasn't based on truth. His premise is that you can find spiritual nourishment totally in daily activities. The author rightly observes that some of the things we think of as religious, like building community, engaging in texts, singing songs together, are happening in secular places. But then he places everything in the wrong priority. He said, "Find the right thing for you. What will help you connect with yourself? What will help you connect with other people? What will help you connect with nature? And then something that will connect you with the transcendent." In other words, I'm first, and God, the transcendent, is a distant fourth. That is definitely not the right priority, and it is not harmless. It is dangerous. Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." He is clear, your life is not about finding the right thing for you. One who denies Jesus to save one's earthly life will be condemned to everlasting destruction. But giving of our earthly life for Jesus' sake will be rewarded by everlasting life in the kingdom. As St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, not only in the world to come, but we will find what we've been seeking in this life." So this week, let's put first things first, personally and professionally, and place Jesus in the number one spot in our lives. Let's pray for understanding of what's keeping us from loving Jesus more than mother, father, son, daughter, or whatever is most dear to us. Let's pray for the ability to see what we are placing as number one before him. And let us pray to be released from fear so we can take steps we need to take to get our priorities right. Jesus, hear our prayer. Help us to love and desire you more than anything in our lives, so that by living with right priorities, we may be your witness to a world that is looking for you in all the wrong places. Strengthen us when we lose our way, and gently guide us back to you. May God bless you abundantly this week, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. Forward, share, or click to post. Also, you can check out the resources page on our website at byyourlife.com, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of By Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.